So it's just me doing the intro this week, and that is because we have the Epcot Queen back on the show. She's going to be talking to us about D23 predictions. She's going to be talking to us about her recent return to Epcot after 2 months of being away, but due to annual pass holder blockouts. And then she's also going to ask me a few questions about my upcoming honeymoon, a 3-week trip to Walt Disney World. Dan is also on the show, but obviously we recorded this over Skype, which is why he's not here doing the intro, if that makes sense. However, before we get started, I wanted to share details about a week-long trip that you can win to Walt Disney World that you can enter right now on our website. All you've got to do is go to themeparktrailer.com. You'll see there, right on the homepage, you can go and enter the competition. It's running for about 7 weeks, so you've got time. But the quicker you enter, the more entries you get. You can come back and keep entering and keep getting entries every day. We've partnered with Inside the Magic and Academy Travel on this, who are very kindly providing the prize. It's kind of like a shared competition across a few different sites. But yeah, visit themeparktrailer.com. You'll see the link. Go and enter. But without further ado, you can listen to the Epcot Queen, Dan, and myself talking all things D23, Epcot, and my honeymoon. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So this week, the Epcot Queen is back on the show, and I've been looking forward to us catching up since we last spoke, which I think was it July or June?
It was June 23rd, I believe.
End of June, wow, and it's like middle of August now.
Right, the summer went by so fast.
I know, it's ridiculous.
But
I don't know, we've been chatting about doing another show for a while, and it's just timing up all of our schedules, isn't it? It's crazy.
Yeah, we were just talking about how time zones are just so complicated, and I just think sometimes they're pointless, but that's just my opinion.
Oh, you're definitely not alone there. It would be so much easier if all of my American friends had the same time as me, or I had the same time as them.
Right.
What you're saying is it'd be better if you just lived in America. Is that what you're saying?
Well, oh, yeah. I mean,
if that's the case.
I don't know if we want to get into that. I mean, healthcare's not great, you know.
Yeah, but Disney, right?
There is that, yeah.
Disney solves all those issues. Don't worry about it.
It does. To be fair, if I go to Epcot every day, I don't need healthcare. Doesn't matter.
You'll be happy as can be. You'll be healthy, and you'll be so radiant that you don't need that.
Exactly. I think if anything was to cure type 1 diabetes, it would be being at Epcot every day. I think that would do it for me.
the cure they've never tried.
They've never tested it, have they? They've never
tested
it.
There you go.
Anyway, thanks for coming back on the show. And we wanted to start things off by talking about a good time for you, because I think last time we spoke, you had just got into your annual pass blockout, which was a sad time.
It was hard. Like, the thing is, it's funny because it felt like eternity, but like when I went back last Saturday, I'm just like, it felt like I never left. Like, I felt like I was always there. Like, I was just there a few weeks ago, but my pass blocked out on June 2nd and I went on June 1st. And so it was a really rough 2 months, but they kind of went by fast. So coming back to Epcot it was just like, oh my gosh, I've been missing this so much.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I would feel sorry for you, but I have to wait 12 months.
Yeah, but you get to stay for like 3 weeks, right?
That is true. Yeah, that is true.
That's like a dream.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But you didn't start Epcot, unless I'm mistaken, right?
You're correct. I started at Hollywood Studios because before my pass was blocked out, I think they were running half the elevator shafts on Tower of Terror for maintenance or something. So during the summer, the peak wait time for that was like 180 minutes. And usually Tower of Terror is never that much. And when it is, it's only for like a good hour or two. So I rope dropped Tower of Terror because I wanted to see what like maintenance they did. But supposedly it was only like for like the elevator shafts and just the ride itself, not really any on ride elements. But I noticed a few, like when you would drop, there'd be no music at all. It was just silence. And I'm pretty sure there's supposed to be like some type of music and sound effects, but I mean, and it was also kind of smoother. So, I mean, it wasn't really that much of a difference, but yeah, I started my day off at Hollywood Studios, which isn't too bad. No. I love Hollywood Studios. Like my favorite park.
Yeah, it's a great park, to be fair. So it sounds like the work they're doing on Tower of Terror is basically just making sure that people don't die when they go on it.
Exactly, or get struck by lightning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, literally get struck by lightning rather than like in the ride in the story.
But it was a good ride through. I mean, I didn't really notice that many changes, but Tower of Terror is an amazing ride. I personally think it's the best themed attraction on Walt Disney World property. And I might have mentioned that last time, but it is just so good. And the theming is so good that it's like so close to being my top favorite ride in the whole resort.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. It's up there for me, probably very close, if not joint first with the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, those are really good attractions. Do you guys both like thrill rides? Are you all like for thrill?
Yeah.
Good. I love thrill.
Yeah, definitely. And oh, we've also got to talk about, before we talk about Epcot, I guess, first of all, did you do anything else at Hollywood Studios?
Went on Rock and Roller Coaster.
Nice.
Which Rock and Roller Coaster is my favorite ride on property, but that might change soon. But yeah, at Hollywood Studios, all I really did was Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster. Just walked around and took some pictures, checked out Galaxy's Edge. I wish I could have went in, but I couldn't. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Nice.
At Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean, you must be really looking forward to Galaxy's Edge now.
Well, I'm not a Star Wars fan at all, but the theming there is absolutely incredible. And I'm sure it's going to be insane. It's just crazy to think, because I don't know. When I go to Hollywood Studios, I don't really picture Galaxy's Edge there. Like, I still think of the Backlot Tour. I still think of Streets of Africa. And it's just kind of crazy to think that all of that used to be where Galaxy's Edge is now. But I'm definitely excited. It's not something that's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to camp out like 5 hours before it opens. Like, if I get in, I get in. If I don't ride the stuff, I don't ride it. I'll eventually do it. I'm just not really in a rush, honestly. But that's because, you know, I get to go every week or every other week. But for people like you who come from different countries or different states, I could totally understand like camping out a few hours before the park even opens to get in.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm taking advantage of the extra magic hours at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm. So that's crazy.
That's what I'll be doing to experience Galaxy's Edge. I've already got 3 reservations for
The
canteen. Yeah. So
are you excited for the green and the blue milk?
I mean, I don't know if I'm excited or not. I think I haven't heard anyone really say they like it, but
yeah,
they've added alcohol to Disney World, optional, which is probably going to make it taste better. So I'll probably get one without and one with and compare the difference.
I think they said there wasn't a huge difference or huge improvement with the alcohol.
Oh, was there not?
Not a huge improvement. I think they said it was a little bit better.
I'll tell them to put a double shot of rum in instead. Just keep pouring. Keep pouring.
You guys can be the judge of that, because I'm not 21. But you let me know how it is, and when I turn 21, I will try it for you.
Sounds good. I mean, unless it's terrible, in which case we'll say don't bother.
Yeah.
But before we talk about Epcot, I wanted to talk about, obviously we're not just a Disney show, so you went to Universal Studios.
Oh my gosh,
and Islands of Adventure for the first time ever this summer.
Yes, I did. So I think I had my pass when I talked on the last episode, correct? When I bought that annual pass, the Universal pass, I bought it like 2 hours before the park was closing, because I had planned, because before June 1st or whenever it was, I had never been to Universal in my life. Everyone's like, how have you not been to Universal? All these things. I'm just like, Universal seems like okay. I don't really care. And so when I went to Orlando a few weeks after my Disney pass was blocked out, just to look around Orlando, go shopping, whatever, I was going to go to City Walk just to be able to get like the atmosphere of Universal. And I ended up buying an annual pass. And so I only got to spend like an hour and a half, 2 hours at Universal Studios. But then a week ago, I finally got to explore Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios more in depth. And I'm like obsessed with Universal now. Don't worry. I'm still the Epcot queen. I'm still a Disney lover, but I had so much fun at Universal, and oh my gosh, it was so much fun.
They are fantastic parks, aren't they? They really are.
And people always say that Islands of Adventure is better than the Studios park, but I kind of think it's the opposite. I like the Studios more than Islands of Adventure, but they're both great. Don't get me wrong. I just prefer the Studios aspect.
Yeah, I find it really difficult to choose between the two. Like, one day I would say it's Islands, and then the next you'd ask me, and I'd say it was Universal Studios. It's really difficult to choose for me. But I guess, like, what were your favorite rides in each of the parks?
Okay, so at the Studios, my favorite rides were the Hulk. Oh, wait, no, sorry. That's at Islands. Let me start with Islands then, because I have Forbidden Journey stuck in my head right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the Hulk was really good. I can't say it enough. Forbidden Journey was just absolutely insane. Like, that's probably my favorite ride in all of Orlando. And I can't say it enough. It was awesome. So much better than Flight of Passage. And people keep saying that I can't really compare the two, but you kind of can. Have you guys been on Forbidden Journey?
Yeah, loads of times. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It was my first time on. I rope dropped it and I was like, holy crap. That was insane. I don't know. Like, even though it's like a simulator with the Kuka arms and everything, and it's not technically like a coaster or whatnot, it's an Omnimover. It's a thrill ride. It has the Kuka arms. It has actual ride scenes. It was just insane, and I loved it so much. But back to the question. The Hulk and Forbidden Journey were probably my favorite islands. And then at the Studios is Rip Ride Rocket and the Mummy.
I mean, I know Dan's going to be happy about the Mummy choice there.
Absolutely. The Mummy's a great ride.
I love the Mummy. I love the queue. And it's funny, when I first went on it, you know that part where it like cuts to the middle and the girl's like, oh, we hope you enjoyed your ride. I'm like, that was it. And then everything completely flipped and I'm just like, oh my God.
You get that awesome fire effect on the roof.
Yes. I think that ride's great.
Yeah, I remember when I first went on that and I was a kid. And I probably was a kid still. And it stopped at that point. And I, as a kid, like, that ride scared the hell out of me. So I was like, oh, thank God it's over. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh no.
But it's just like, I hadn't been on like actual thrill rides in so long, just because I'm so used to going to Disney. And like, there's a few thrill rides at Disney, but not as intense as those. And the one thing on the Mummy is that their brake checks are so hard. Like, I have to, like, brace myself to lean forward as soon as it's about to brake, because your head will, like, slam into the back of the headrest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really intense in that, isn't it? The stops.
It is. It is. It's very intense.
I mean, I've got no doubt that there's still some of Dan's loose change on Forbidden Journey. That was ridiculous. I've never experienced anything quite like it.
It's the one time I had so much change in my pocket. It just went everywhere.
I mean, because you pretty much go upside down on that.
Yeah, pretty much. And when I was in the queue for it, you know how it usually when you're in a queue for something, it shows you like the ride vehicle and how it's going to move you and spin you and everything. When it showed them like moving all over the place and like practically laying on their back, I'm like, how dramatic. But then when I actually went on, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is insane. And it's also crazy how it's almost, or I think it's like 9 years old and it's still that good. And I think it's better than Flight of Passage, but like, I can't say it enough. It was absolutely awesome. And I loved it so much. Better than Gringotts.
Oh, it's a tough one for me. It's a tough one for me with Flight of Passage as well. I think I'm still like living on the high of Flight of Passage being the new thing.
Yeah.
Because
I get that.
I've been going on Forbidden Journey since it first, I was there that first summer when it opened.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Flight of Passage is that new thing for me, whereas obviously you've experienced Flight of Passage first and then going on Forbidden Journey. I think it gives you a different perspective on things.
Oh, I totally understand that. Flight of Passage is still so beautiful, and I think Flight of Passage definitely has a better storyline, and the music is beautiful, so Flight of Passage wins that. But Forbidden Journey has the thrill, it has like the whoa factor. And the theming, like, the theming on both sides is just, like, crazy.
Mm. Yeah, it is. And, go on, Dan.
I was just going to say, it's got a great mix of practical and screen effects, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. It's crazy. Like, especially because, like I said, Flight of Passage is so much newer. And Forbidden Journey is so much older, and everyone talks about how good Forbidden Journey is. I'm just like, you are correct. Like, now I understand what the hype was about.
Yeah, and I mean, nothing. I mean, I think that was the first time that I walked into a Universal theme park and was genuinely blown away by the theming.
Right.
I think up until that point, Disney were they reigned supreme on theming in theme parks until that point. And then Universal just completely blew me away as a big Harry Potter fan as well myself, and have continued to do that ever since. I think Fast and Furious we can ignore. Did you do that?
I did do that. And listen, they did a really good job on the queue.
Yep.
And when I got on the ride, I saw like the physical show scenes. I'm like, oh, this is fine. What are people talking about? And then I got to the, you know, the bad part, and it was just, come on, really? And the fact that you have to go through two or three pre-shows before you even get on the ride, it's just like, wow, was bad.
Not just two pre-shows, but two really bad pre-shows.
Yeah, and pointless. They're pointless. And the storyline is that you're being chased by the FBI or something, and you're going on a party bus. What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
Never seen a movie, so maybe I'm missing something, but...
No, I mean, to be fair, I've only done it once. I'm going to do it again in my trip later this year, just because I feel like I kind of have to give it another chance. But I know I'm going to hate it again.
It's just funny how they use the same vehicles and the same concept as Kong does at Islands of Adventure.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same ride vehicle, like, even down to the animatronic in the front seat. Like, it's just, like, bad. I'm sorry, but it's bad.
But Kong does so much better.
Yeah, Kong was good. It wasn't my favorite, but it was definitely better than Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least it's got some kind of, you know, practical animatronic in it.
Oh, yeah, that animatronic was scary.
Yeah.
But even the quality of the film is just insanely better than the quality of the Fast and Furious one.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a couple of years older. I don't understand it.
And Kong was just so violent. Like, I don't really care for that kind of stuff. Like, it doesn't bother me, but, geez, that was really violent.
Yeah, did you get any scare actors in the queue?
No, but I heard that was a thing.
Yeah.
I went at like 9:30 in the morning, so I didn't really expect any, but I've heard that's like a really cool element.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. So are you going to be returning to Universal anytime soon? And second follow-up question, are you going to Halloween Horror Nights?
So with my Universal pass, there's no, you don't have free parking. You don't have discount on parking. So I really bought that pass to usually go in the evening because after 6 is free parking.
Mm-hmm.
But like last week when I went, I actually paid the full $26 to park because my Disney pass was still blocked out. And I was just, I had that day to specifically explore as much as I can in Universal, and I still have so much more to do. But I will be returned. I don't know exactly when, but definitely within the next month. And I would like to go to Halloween Horror Nights, but I am not like a person who likes to be scared. I love the theming and I love looking at all the houses and the mazes coming out. I don't really know that much about them, but I'd definitely be willing to go maybe once I actually move to Orlando, just so I don't have to drive all the way home at night at like 2 a.m. And I could always get a hotel, but even that's just like a disaster, I'm sure. But I would definitely be interested in going.
Well, Dan and I are planning on going, what, 2021?
Yes.
I think 2021.
I think so.
If you still haven't done it then, we'll have to take you there.
Oh, I'm so down. Like, I just have to go with, like, a whole group of people. Like, I can't just go with, like, one other person. Like, I have to be in a group so I'm, like, protected at all times.
Yeah,
definitely. It's okay, we'll send Ryan first.
That's a bad idea. I'll be crying like a baby within a couple of minutes.
Me too.
I held on to someone I didn't know last year.
Oh my god. That's something I would do for sure.
He didn't particularly enjoy it.
That's funny.
It was hilarious for me.
I got really scared, and it was like by instinct, I just grabbed the person in front of me.
Oh my gosh, that's actually really funny.
Yeah, so maybe I should go first, and then at least I'm not grabbing a stranger. Cool, so let's talk about Epcot, because you got to go back to the place that you hold. It's your kingdom.
It is my kingdom. And being able to pull into that parking lot again just felt so good. And just being on Disney property in general just felt so good, knowing that I can actually get into the parks now. And it was just, like I said, it felt like I never left, but obviously I did. And just being able to touch my Magic Band, put my finger down, have my Figment thing light up in a beautiful rainbow and enter the park to a construction wall. It was beautiful. Like, I'm not even kidding. Where the turnstiles are, as soon as you get in, it's just a wall. Like, I wish I could show you a picture. I took a picture, but it's literally just like a slanted construction wall, and it like funnels you into the park. But seeing the west side of Leave a Legacy gone, it was amazing. It was so beautiful. It was so wide open, and that entrance is gonna be so beautiful. I already know it.
I mean, the thing about that is that they're going to it's gonna be like that for what, 3 years now, isn't it? Just construction walls everywhere.
Yeah. Epcot needs a facelift.
Oh, it does, and it's positive that it's happening. Well, we hope so anyway.
Yeah, that's for later.
Yeah. But, I mean, you get into the park. I love the fact that you've got a Figment Magic Band, by the way.
Oh, yes. I love it so much. Like, when I didn't get to go to the 35th anniversary, but they still had this 35th anniversary Magic Band at Camera Center right under Spaceship Earth. And I'm like, I got my new passholder discount. I'm going to buy this Magic Band. And I love it so much. And every time you scan it for a fast pass, it sings one little spark. But when you go into the park, it just lights up in rainbows, and it's so cute.
That's amazing. Is that the one that I almost bought, Dan, last year?
I don't know. I know you were looking at a Figma one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the 35th one.
Yeah, there's three 35th anniversary ones. I think they've completely stopped selling them because I didn't see the one that I have when I went a few days ago. But they have the three limited edition ones that, depending on which one it is, it has like a certain tone to it. But then they also have like regular Figment ones and Spaceship Earth ones that just don't make any noise, just like a generic magic band.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna have to get one. I always buy a new magic band every year. Even though I've got about 10 now.
This was like my first actual magic band that wasn't just pink. So I really love it so much. The only bad part is that it's white. When I went to Club Cool the other day, I had accidentally like dipped my magic band in that Sparletta, like the red drink at Club, and it stained my magic band. So I got to try and get it off. But
well, what the universe is just telling you that you always have to have a pink magic band.
Yeah, I guess so. But pink is my favorite color. So
there you go.
I mean, it's good to switch it up.
So you get into the park. What was the first thing that you did? I mean, after being away for 2 months.
First thing I did was say, "Hallelujah, I am back. This is amazing." I took some pictures. And then I pretty much just walked around until my fast pass began. And just taking it all in. And it was kind of sad just walking into Interventions Plaza by the Fountain of Nations. And the whole area just... you can do like a 360 and everything you see is just going to be either completely gone or completely changed. And it's so surreal. Like I said, you do a 360 Fountain View, that's going to be moved. Fountain of Nations going to be removed. Interventions going to be gutted, demolished, changed into something else. Like it was definitely sad, but I was just so glad to be back. And, you know, I didn't really, my main goal when I got to Epcot was to just chill. I wasn't looking to like get a fast pass every 5 seconds for something. Like I just wanted to take my time, take as many pictures as I could and just soak it all in. And that I'm not blocked out anymore. And that's the best part.
Yeah. 100%. That makes sense. And I mean, something that you spotted that I hadn't even seen, which I have to thank you for, because I ended up using it for an article, was the new Living with the Land scenes, and they look amazing.
Yeah, it was like such good quality, like 4K almost. And I saw someone else had posted about it a few days before I went, and I'm like, ooh, I got to get like a good video of it. And it makes me happy because, I mean, that's good for Living with the Land, you know. Someone claimed that, you know, it was all going to be demolished within a few years, but that film is telling me different.
Well, we can't trust every source.
No, definitely not.
What are you saying, Ryan?
talk about the facts, Dan. That's what I do. Talk about the facts.
Okay.
There you go. But it was a really nice film. I'm kind of sad that they updated it just because I like the retro-ness of the old one, but it was really nice. I'm glad.
It was getting to the point, though, where the people that were working with Epcot, you think, are they, like, they could be retired or dead now? Like,
probably.
You've got to update this.
That's true. The tour guide, okay, so on the old video, it showed a tour guide in the background because it used to be listed to the land.
Yeah.
And then I would always love pointing that out just because I'm just like, oh, there's a tour guide. And then the actual people who worked at Epcot, you know, they had the big hair, the big glasses. They looked like maybe they were in like their 40s or 50s. And I mean, yikes. I don't know where they are now, but.
Stuff happens.
Life happens.
That's a cheery thought, isn't it?
Hey, I told you, I deal with the facts, Dan.
Exactly.
So when you're going around the ride, you're sort of nudging Donna, sort of like, Donna, that person could be dead.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
You've got to celebrate your own existence, Dan.
I mean, I suppose if you're going to go to watch the, what's it called, Impressions of France, I mean, probably a lot of those are probably going to have Yeah. Stuffed it by now, aren't they?
If I've not fallen asleep during that, I walk out a very happy man.
It's funny. Because I had been at the beach club, I think, before. So I came in, this was like a few months ago, I came in through World Showcase entrance, and I was dying, like dying of a heat stroke. So I'm just like, get me into the closest AC building there is. So I went to see Impressions de France, and I don't remember any of it because I'm pretty sure I either passed out or I was sleeping or something. It's beautiful music, but that's like the perfect place to snooze when you're having a heat stroke like me. And I mean, I thought it was pretty cool, but if you need AC, there you go.
Oh yeah. I'd say it's probably of all of the World Showcase shows, it gets my recommendation on going to it. If you need a nap, you can't be napping on the other ones. You've got to stand up.
Oh my gosh. I hate those. Especially if there's such a long day of walking. Yeah. I hate just standing in one place.
That's why we need Ellen's Energy Adventure. Give it back to us. We need speaking the 45-minute sit-down.
Speaking of, it's been exactly 2 years to the day
that Great
Movie Ride columns have been closed.
It's crazy. So 2 years to the day and not an opening of either attraction is in sight. I mean, that is pretty shocking, isn't it?
It is. And wow, I can't believe it's been 2 years.
I mean, Guardians is at least 2 more years away, at least.
And, yeah.
Obviously, we're going to have the runaway railway, which is the most impossible phrase for an English person to say.
True. I did say the full name there, right?
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. You have to say it so slow, otherwise you just sound like, I just can't speak. That's opening so next year, hopefully.
I heard it got delayed again, but who knows? That man. Oh.
I reckon he's got an assistant that just shines his head all day.
What would that job be called? It's going to have a fancy name. It's Disney.
He's going to be English. He's going to be a kid. And he's just going to go up to him and be like, shine your head, governor!
When you said that as a kid, it was a kid, it started to sound a bit dodgy there.
I made it safe, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can't believe it's been 2 years. I missed a Great Movie Ride more than anything.
Oh, I miss it so much. And I unfortunately never got to go on Ellen's, but I definitely went on Great Movie Ride. And I really, really think that Disney is kicking themselves because they know how classic and amazing of an attraction that was and how loved it was. And they just keep pushing off every single little detail they can about Runaway Railway. And it's just like, really? I feel like they know that they made a bad mistake.
I feel like Disney have enough of their own movies to completely cancel that partnership that they had with TCM. Was it TCM? I'm sure it was. And
yes.
And put in their own fresh scenes from their own classic movies. I feel like that had to be on Chapek to make that decision. And I think of all of the decisions he's made, that is the one that is the one this side of D23 that I am most unhappy with.
Keep your options open there.
Yeah, well, I know he's going to cock up Epcot. I just know it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, both him and Bob were there. Well, I mean, the other Bob, they were both there for the opening of the NBA experience.
Yeah, I saw those pictures. They all looked miserable.
I mean, you would be, wouldn't you?
I mean, they're only showing their face to make sure that the partnership with the NBA continues, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They don't. Neither of them particularly look like basketball fans.
Oh well.
But we'll see. We could all be blown away at D23.
Yeah, there's a lot of things a lot of rumors that are flying around about D23, and I can't believe it's already August 13th, and D23 is in what? Let me see. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah.
A week. I don't know. It's crazy.
I think the biggest rumor that I've heard so far, and I don't know if you guys have heard this, is so there's a mystery slot at D23.
Oh, mm. I saw that.
The biggest rumor is that they're thinking that Mumbai Disneyland is going to be announced.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, What that's based on, where that's come from, I don't know. As I said, I deal with the facts, so I'm not saying that's true. But that's the rumour that I've heard.
Wow, I did not hear about that.
I mean, it would make sense. I mean, what? I don't know what else they're going to have up their sleeve for a whole slot.
Yeah.
People were saying Fifth Gate at Disney World, but I'm like, surely they would just announce that in the Disney Parks section.
Like, yeah.
They're not going to reveal like the whole plan for a new park in an hour and a half for Walt Disney World, surely. Whereas if it's like, if it is a new area of the world, they could talk about infrastructure and what, how many jobs they're going to be bringing and blah 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And someone can shine Bob's head. You're doing great, Bob.
I mean, how many rumors have there been of like a Fifth Gate at Florida?
It's been going on for years.
It's not happening before the 50th. Like, their focus will be on the 50th, without doubt.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, come back in 2 weeks and we'll all be proved wrong, maybe, but I can't see it. So, did you do anything else at Epcot other than start to feel a bit sad about the future of Future World?
Well, I went on Living with the Land. Oh, I got a good story. So, I was, you know, looking around Future World West, and I'm just like, Figment's at a 30-minute wait. I don't think I believe that. So I go inside. I'm just like, I have a spark in my head. Get it? Nice. So I go up to the cast member. I'm like, hey, my birthday was a few days ago. Is there any way I can get some pictures in the queue? And she's like, of course. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I didn't really think she would say yes. So I got to sit in the queue of Figment, like right where you walk in with the two red chairs. And at the desk, and it was so surreal. Like, it's just like a little area, but the fact that she even let me take pictures in there is pretty cool. And on the desk, like the reception desk, there's a notebook, and it goes by the dates. And it actually surprised me that they actually like kept up to date with the date. Like, you would think in a queue they wouldn't really change anything out, or You know, do you get what I'm saying? Like, they wouldn't really care to update anything. But the fact that it was on August 10th, 2019, and it really was August 10th, 2019, it was really cool. And I even got to write my name in there. So I put Epcot Queen was here, 8/10/19. And I'm officially a part of the Figment queue.
But I saw those photos. Really, and I didn't ask you, because I was going to ask you today. And I was thinking, how on earth... I was like, did you just like sneak in and take a picture there? Because I saw the photo of you signing it as well, and I was like, what is happening here?
Yeah, and she's like, you can just go in the fast pass line too. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love you.
That's amazing.
But it was really cool. Like, I've never gotten to sit in an actual queue before, and I know it's not like the Haunted Mansion queue or like Flight of Passage queue. It's the Figment queue, but it was still really special, and I just love the fact that I even got to write my own name in there. She's like, you can write your own name in there. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome.
I'm gonna go in and be like, I know the Epcot Queen, so can I just sign my name?
I feel like absolutely not. I feel like it's not really that much of an issue to ask. I mean, I was just like, is this cast member nice? Does she look nice? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go for it anyways. And I have my birthday pin on. So I'm like, she cannot say no to me.
That's a good shout. I'm going to be wearing my Happily Ever After badge. So
yes, do it.
I have my groom ears on. Not my grooming ears, my groom ears.
No, I know.
And just hope for the best.
But besides Living the Land of Figment, I went on Soarin'. I had a fast pass for Test Track, but it closed down twice.
Classic Test Track.
Exactly. And because it was raining.
Yep. Also one drop of rain is all it takes.
Yeah, literally.
That should be the new Figment song.
If there's like a strike of lightning or like a sound of thunder within like a 500-mile radius, they close down Test Track.
Yeah.
So besides that, I went on Spaceship Earth, Living with the Land, Figment, Grand Fiesta. That's pretty much it. Like I said, I just try to chill and, you know, take my time and just look at things. And it was really nice, very enjoyable. And I just can't wait to go back next.
That sounds amazing. When are you heading back next?
Not this upcoming Saturday, but the Saturday after. I usually, people, like, their minds go crazy when I tell them that I go almost every week. But I usually go for 2 weekends in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go for another 2 weekends, take a break. And I go every Saturday. So, because Saturdays are my free days, no work, no school. Mm-hmm. So I spend all day, wake up at like 5:30 a.m., get there at like 7:48 to be exact. Because I swear the last few times I've been, it's been exactly 7:48 that I've pulled into the parking lot. And then I usually leave at like 9, get home around like 11:30 after stopping off for food.
Nice. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, if I could be in Epcot every week, I absolutely would.
Who wouldn't? Especially
food and wine.
Oh, food and wine. I'd be there every day. I couldn't drive, though.
No.
I mean, I can't drive anyway, but... Yeah, that's amazing. Well, I'm so glad you had a good time again. And before we move on to D23, you were going to talk to me about my trip.
Yes. I am so happy and excited for you. Like, when you told me a few weeks ago or 2 months ago when we talked last, when you told me that you were going for 3 weeks, I'm just like, what? 3 weeks? And you got Star Wars reservations? Like, I need to know all the details. Like, I will plan out your whole itinerary for you if you haven't already.
Oh, come on. I've already done that.
I pack, like, 5 months in advance. Like, but... My question for you is, are you doing anything for your very first time on this trip?
Yes, we are, okay. Actually. Yeah, we are.
And what would that be?
So we're doing several things for the first time, which is really cool. The first, dessert parties.
Ooh, which ones?
So we're doing Happily Ever After.
Yes.
And the, what will be, Epcot Forever.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous.
So that one I'm really looking forward to, because not only do you get the desserts, but you get some alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages, and then you get to ride Frozen after the show as well.
Hey, do you have a plus one?
Yeah, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. That's going to be so cool for you guys.
Yeah, so we can't wait for that. I'm a little bit like, oh, why is it themed to Frozen? But
yeah,
you know, at least
you
get
really.
It means that I don't have to get a Frozen fast pass for that day, which is nice.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
So I can get Soarin' on test track that day.
Are there any rides that you're gonna do or shows that you've never seen?
I think Smuggler's Run will be the only one I've not done. Oh, and Hagrid. Yeah.
Oh, true.
I've not done Hagrid.
I haven't been on it either.
So that will be new. I'm looking forward to both. I've not heard amazing things about Smuggler's Run, but I'm still looking forward to doing it and seeing the land as a whole, to be honest. It's going to be tough. Like, getting up at, say, like, 4:30, 5 to get in for extra magic hours at 6.
Yeah.
We're doing that twice as well. But I think it's probably the best way to do it if you're staying on property.
Oh, I agree.
So that will be cool. What else are we doing? Oh, we're doing Behind the Scenes.
Oh, I was going to do that a few days ago, but I didn't get the chance to book it. But that tour is like, it's not even that expensive. It's like $25, I think. Yeah. And it's like a cute little tour. I've always wanted to do the Undiscovered Future World Tour, but that's a little bit more money. And after everything closes, there's not going to be really anything to see.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're like, what are you discovering? What are you telling us about here? There's nothing here.
Right.
So, yeah, I haven't booked that yet, but we're going to be booking it probably this weekend. And then we're doing the Kilimanjaro Safari walking tour. I can't remember what it's called, but...
Oh, nice.
That was a bit more pricey, but it's like a 5-hour tour or something. You get food. And
wow. That's so cool.
So that'll be good. And we're doing a hot air balloon ride over the Everglades.
Oh, wow. That's going to be so much fun. You guys are going to have so much fun, and I'm going to be jealous. But I know you're going to post, like, a bunch of pictures, and I cannot wait to see them.
Oh, I'll be posting every single day. And we have, like, a load of free days. So basically, because we're on the dining plan and we have to book our fast passes in less than 2 weeks now, or just over 2 weeks' time.
Oh, nice. That's exciting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we planned, we've planned what we're booking already. But, yeah, so we have a few free days, and we pretty much decide that whenever we have a free day, we at least spend some of that free time in Epcot.
Yes. What perfect way to spend your free time.
I know. It's both of our favourite parks, so...
Oh.
Which is good. And both of us love the Food and Wine Festival. Both of us love Epcot anyway. Even if the festival's not there, it's still my favourite park.
Diet Epcot.
Yes. Diet Epcot is the best.
But, yeah, I'm really excited for you guys.
I think that's everything, but I'm sure there's other bits and pieces. Have I forgotten anything, Dan?
I don't think so.
I mean,
how far do you have to go for the Everglades, for the balloon ride?
I think it's just like an Uber, like 20 minutes or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's not too bad. It's just super early in the morning because it kind of takes off before sunrise.
Right.
So, yeah, but that'd be cool. Yeah, there's lots happening. We're pretty much busy, I'd say, 80% of the 3 weeks.
Wow. You're going to be very busy, but it's going to be worth it.
Oh, yeah, it'd be awesome. It'd be really, really good. We both can't wait. Like, there's not a day where one of us isn't talking about it.
It's mostly you, isn't it?
You know what? It's not.
Is it really not?
No, because I obviously talk about this stuff for Theme Park Trader and Inside the Magic and on Twitter and, you know, just constantly, all day anyway.
Yeah.
So, no, it's actually not. Most of the time it's Donna going, oh, I can't wait to go back now. I'm really looking forward to it. It's been 2 years for her.
True.
Because obviously, yeah. Dan and I went. I almost said I took Dan last year. Like, I didn't.
I mean, yeah, so I suppose if it's been 2 years for her, she'll get to go on Fast and Furious.
Exactly. I've told her it's the greatest attraction ever.
Isn't she lucky?
She's going to be so disappointed.
Yeah, how sad.
No, I've told her it's terrible.
Lovely wedding present.
I've told her it's terrible, and she said, do I have to go on it? I'm like, yes, you've got to go on it.
I had to go on it. I'm just like, it can't be that bad, but it is.
It is, yeah. Yeah. So, shall we move on to D23?
Oh, boy.
Just to finish the episode. And it's coming up in just about 2 weeks now. Less than 2 weeks by the time this episode goes out. And I know we've already agreed to have a chat about Epcot and the announcements after D23, once we've probably had a little cry. And
we'll cry together.
Yeah, maybe it'll just be like an hour of us crying.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
The Epcot D23 special, and it's just tears. And so let's talk about some of the... Cause, You know how I know that we're the worst hosts ever? And it's because you've done all the research for us today.
It took me like 5 minutes. Don't worry.
It's still more than we did.
It's okay. It's the least I can do.
So let's start with the first one on your list, which is more information on Mickey. I'm going to say it really fast. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Rail. See, you just can't. You just can't say it.
It's okay. You got it. You got it. Try this. Try that again.
Last bit.
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Oh,
there you go.
No one's going to call it that, are they? Just go on the Mickey ride. Dear me.
But I really, really am hoping that they give out something about it, because I can't remember the last time they actually announced something with it. The only thing that we have is YouTube clips and concept art and like 5 seconds of them actually working on it.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? I mean, all that we really know is it's based on the, I think, questionable animated
Yikes.
Show. Not that the actual content of the show is bad, because I actually think it's pretty good, but the animation style is just, I don't know, it's just awful.
I know, and I'm just hoping, I'm probably wrong, but I'm just hoping that all this delayed time and all this pushing off is to make it better, because they need to make it good if it's replacing The Great Movie Ride. And I know some people think that The Great Movie Ride wasn't even that good, but it was. Like, it was very well themed. It had a great story behind it.
Yeah, I completely agree. I still regularly listen to the audio, not of the ride itself, but the exterior, where you've got the old Hollywood movies soundtracks and things playing. That's on the YouTube, and I still regularly listen to that at work. It was such a good ride, one of my favourites of all time. And I think of any attraction that's closed at Disney over the last 10 years, that one is still probably the saddest for me.
I agree, and it was just everything that Hollywood Studios represented. But now that that's gone, it's completely changing. So
we still haven't got a name change, which was promised, what, 4 years ago?
So when they had that 30th anniversary for Hollywood Studios, I was watching the live stream for it, and they kept saying Hollywood Adventure, go live out your Hollywood Adventure, go do this Hollywood Adventure. And I'm just like, are they about to like change the park name? And they never did, which I was just wondering why they said it so many times. That was just something I caught on to.
Mm.
But I mean, Hollywood Adventure doesn't sound too bad of a name.
Well, no, maybe that was Bob just like getting it into our heads so that he can tell us properly at D23 and everyone doesn't get mad because it's already been conditioned into us.
That's true.
That's right.
It's a bit weird that they changed the logo, wasn't it? Like,
I mean, did they? I mean, they got some like kid to do it in Comic Sans.
That logo is just awful. And
that took someone five minutes, didn't it?
Exactly.
But it probably cost a fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah, so expensive, right? Someone was saying how the Hollywood Studios logo with the characters in it, that logo is meant to be animated. It's supposed to be moving, but when it's on like a sign, it just looks so basic and bad.
Yeah, it does.
Like, they could have done so much better.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, hopefully we hear more on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Oh, did it. Smashed it.
There you go.
Thank you. But I think the big thing that I'm hoping to hear more on outside of Epcot is the 50th anniversary, which you've got on your list. And I mean, there's been rumors. I don't know if we've ever had confirmation, but there's been rumors that they're going to try and introduce 50 new things for the 50th.
Oh, wow.
Now, I'm guessing that's going to range from probably three or four new rides that I can think of will probably be Guardians, Ratatouille, Tron, and is that all that we're working on currently?
Runaway Railway.
Well, yeah, that's probably going to get delayed to 21, isn't it?
We forgot about it.
And everything else will be like, we've got a new 50th anniversary churro.
Exactly.
And it's like, that's one thing.
But yeah, one thing,
46 food options.
Yeah.
One thing that people are talking about or have been begging for is a new nighttime parade.
Mm.
Do you see one coming back from the dead, or do you see a new one coming? Or
I would be very happy if, I mean, I don't usually like Disney reusing stuff, but if they were to take Paint the Night and bring that into Disney World for the 50th, I would be very happy.
Yeah, I never really cared for parades. I faintly remember watching the Main Street Electrical Parade, and I know that's like very nostalgic for some people, and I liked it, but it wasn't like amazing.
I absolutely loved the nighttime parades, and it's been like one of the things missing from my trips every year since they took it away. So if they were to announce a return of some kind of nighttime parade, I'd be very, very happy. I still kind of get my fix from the Boo to You parade.
Yeah.
Which I do see every year. But it's no Main Street Electrical Parade. It's no Spectro Magic. But I have a feeling they'll probably take Paint the Night from Disneyland to bring it across, because, you know, that saves money, doesn't it? And that's what Disney's all about.
Yeah. Well, even though they have...
saving their money, not ours.
Yeah.
So, new offerings. I expect we're going to see a lot of announcements about the 50th, just because, I mean, we're going to have a D23 in 2021, but when that happens, you're talking like it's 2 months from the 50th anniversary. And by that time, I would have thought that all of the 50th offerings, at least the rides, would have opened by then.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling we'll see some of the announcements this year, and then they'll start drip feeding stuff over the coming kind of 12 months.
Yep.
And then the big one really is, I mean, I think there's going to be some stuff on Disneyland Paris. We've got some big expansions that were announced a couple of years ago on Star Wars, on Frozen, on Marvel, and we haven't really heard anything on it since. So I think that I mentioned Disneyland Paris and the stuff that's going on there. I think that they're probably mentioned that the other parks as well, in Shanghai, in Hong Kong, and Tokyo. See what's happening there. Hopefully there's some stuff going on there. Will they announce a new park somewhere in the world? It's a possibility, but we'll see. But the big news, I think, for most of us here is going to be the Epcot overhaul for the big anniversary that's happening in 2022.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about it. I'm glad that Epcot is finally getting beautified and getting just an overall positive feeling, because that park, it's depressing. Like, to be honest, it is depressing. At least Future World is depressing. World Showcase is striving. Future World's living its World Showcase is living its best life, but Future World is just struggling. And I'm glad that it's getting recognition. I'm glad that it's getting pretty and dolled up, but it comes with the cost. And that cost is Interventions, it's Electric Umbrella, Character Spot, Club Cool, Fountain View, Fountain Nations. All comes with a price.
Yeah, I mean, we've been told that some of this stuff is going to be coming back in some capacity, right? So Club Cool, they've said, is going to be around in some capacity. Now, I'm still convinced that that's going to move to Disney Springs, just because it fits within the Coca-Cola store.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You know, it'd be nice if it was to come back to Epcot. Electric Umbrella is a real shame. Interventions is a real shame, I think. Fountain View, like, I don't, as much as I love it, sorry, I don't mean Fountain View, I mean the actual Fountain of Nations. Fountain of Nations, as much as I love it, like, I don't mind if they're completely going to be introducing a brand new fountain that's using technology from 2020, 21, 22, whatever we want to call it. I think that could work really well if they put the money into it. And I think that's the key to the future of Epcot, is investing in it properly. I don't want to see a future world just filled with IP rights like Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't want that in future world. Now, unfortunately, I think we're going to see a huge increase of IP, but hopefully future world still retains that original vision. And that's my biggest hope for D23 and Epcot. I think change is good largely, but I want to see future world retain its vision.
I agree. And when they announced that the entrance was getting a complete makeover, and I saw the concept art, I was ecstatic. Even if the topiaries are of Anna and Elsa or of Winnie the Pooh, like, that's cool, fine. But the fact that they're finally getting rid of those ugly tombstones, they're finally putting in more beautiful aspects, bringing back almost the exact same fountain. Like, when I saw that fountain, I'm just like, wow, like, they're actually doing something right. And then they announced Wonders of Life was turning into the Play Pavilion. I'm just like, because I had heard about the Play Pavilion, you know, becoming a thing like a year before it was announced. Yeah. I didn't know if it was 100% true. I didn't know if it was like, you know, what the theme is going to be. But when they announced that, they announced the concept, they announced the new entrance concept art and Play Pavilion in like the same breath almost. But it was like, oh, a great thing, and then, oh, a bad thing. But I'm glad that they're doing something at Wonders, don't get me wrong. And then they announced that there were like, the original logos were coming back with like a twist to them or something like that. And that was fantastic. And then Interventions, Fountain View, Electric, all that, it just all came crashing down at once. And I know people always are like, Interventions has been dead for years. And I can agree with that. And they tried bringing it back, but it just didn't work. And it's just, I guess it's just the nostalgia and the retro and all that stuff that really makes me upset. And that Interventions, it wasn't just like a mosey exhibit. It had a meaning behind it. And you still see it on the walls. Imagine, Inspire, like just those specific exhibits had actual meanings to them. They were there for a reason, to entertain guests and educate guests. They had interactive elements. The Sum of All Thrills was a perfect example. Had stuff to do with math, but you also had a lot of fun doing it. And they even had the cards that you could take home with you so you can expand your knowledge on it when you're at home. And I just think that Interventions was a perfect example of what Epcot should always be about, to educate and to allow guests to have fun with it too.
Yeah.
It's just my opinion.
I completely agree. I think the failure of Interventions is on Disney for not continually investing in keeping people interested in it. And, you know, that's why it's failed. I think I have such fond memories of Interventions as a kid when they did update it more. And whenever I went there, you know, whether it be every year, every 2 years, there was something new for me to do and something exciting and something that I could learn and also have fun with. And that, you know, it just hasn't got the investment over the last few years, which is a real shame. But I think, yeah, and also we've got I think the best store in all of Walt Disney World in Mouse Gear is going to be dramatically transforming in at the end of this year. So Future World, as we know it, is changing. And I just hope that I get to ride Spaceship Earth one more time before my trip, but I have a bad feeling they're going to close it before I arrive.
Yeah, everything is closing on September 7th, and it's just like, whoa, where did all this come from? And
we've got two phases, right? Like one in September and one end of November?
Yeah, so yeah. Electric Umbrella and Fountain View, those are going to be sticking around to like the fall time, late fall, so like November, December. Then they'll close and be relocated or rethemed or whatever it is. But Interventions, Club Cool, Fountain of Nations, Character Spot, those are all closing September 7th.
Yeah.
So their final dates of operation on September 7th. But like Character Spot's being relocated, Club Cool is going to be incorporated somewhere. Electric Umbrella is being reimagined. So it's just like, it's like late this year is like the time where everything is going to be going away. And I don't know if, like, I can even go to Epcot and enjoy it. That's the sad part.
Yeah, it's going to be really weird for me to arrive in late October and just see half of it boarded up.
Yep.
But we're going to know more in a couple of weeks about what's happening at Epcot, hopefully. And definitely have either a very happy or cry-filled episode of the podcast in a few weeks. Maybe a bit of both. Who knows? They might balance it out like they did with the announcements before, where it's just like new opening to the park, yay! But also the Play Pavilion that looks like something from Wreck-It Ralph. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
I think it's going to be very hit and miss with the fans, but we'll see. You know, I've got some hope.
Same. I say that all the time. I have some type of hope. It's just like very little.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can't be all bad, right?
Chopack! Show your bald spot, Governor!
It's like a weird thing that's happening now. I don't understand.
Hey, I didn't. I mean, he hired him, not me. I deal with the facts.
It's all on Bob.
It's one of the Bob's fault. We know that much.
Right. We all know that Ryan speaks facts, nothing else.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for coming back on the show.
Of course.
it's been really good to chat again. With, as I said, we're definitely going to be doing it again very soon, probably within the month after D23. So, listeners, be sure to come back for that. Before you go, please, first of all, promote your Twitter, anything else you've got going on. And I think you should mention the intervention stuff that you've got.
Yeah, so if you aren't following me, my Twitter handle is at the Epcot Queen. I also have an Instagram that I sometimes post on, so it's just at Epcot Queen. And September 7th, 2019, me and June Feinegar are hosting an Interventions farewell event. So this is going to cover all of Interventions and all of Interventions Plaza as we say farewell to what has been really holding Epcot together for like the last how many years. I don't know how many. It's been a lot, but it's definitely going to be fun. If you're interested in attending, you can always tweet at me. You can always DM me your Dreamfinder guy. We're going to be giving away some cool things. We're going to be doing some awesome things, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're in the area on September 7th, it's a Saturday, you're more than welcome to attend.
It sounds amazing. If I was, I'm so annoyed that I'm like 9 hours away. Because if I was there in September, I'd be there.
Well, you're always more than welcome to come.
If by any chance someone ends up giving me enough money to travel to Epcot for the day, I'll be there.
Well, we're gonna try and have someone live stream it, and there's definitely gonna be a lot of people documenting it. You already have a few people who are going to bring some nice cameras to record everything. So if there's not a live stream, there will be footage for sure.
I'll just see what I did last weekend and just live through your tweets.
Because when I am not there, I love living through other people's tweets and seeing all the pictures and the live updates. The thing is, when I'm at Disney, I try not to be on my phone too much just because I like soaking it all in. But like, I have a quick time where I'm sitting down or whatnot. I'll post everything, and I just love seeing all the people's responses. Like, oh my gosh, you're having so much fun. Oh my gosh, go here. I'm just like, I'll do it all for you, okay?
Exactly. You've got to do it. Well, thanks very much for coming back. And we will definitely catch you after D23.
For sure. Thank you for having me again.
No worries. And before I go, I'm going to just talk about D23. So if you're listening before D23, then we're going to be doing some podcasts, some special podcasts after the announcements. I'm going to be blogging some of the stuff. I'm also going to be writing over on Inside the Magic that weekend as well, so it's kind of stay tuned on Theme Park Trader, Inside the Magic, on our Twitter, on our Facebook. We're going to be updating everything. We're going to be doing a podcast there on the day, just talking about the Disney Park announcements. That's this coming Sunday. And also, we are going to be talking to the Epcot Queen again at some point in the very near future when our schedules allow, to talk about what announcements relate to Epcot from D23. So there's two different podcasts, one directly talking about the announcements as they've happened literally on the day on Sunday, and then another podcast in the near future talking about Epcot specifically. So thanks very much for listening. Please do go and rate us 5 stars on the iTunes podcast app. You know, that kind of stuff keeps us going. It allows us to do these partnerships and give away trips and all this kind of thing. So please do take the time to do that if you haven't done so already. And otherwise, make sure you go and enter that competition to win a trip to Walt Disney World. So thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.